Today on this episode of The Drop.
Someone will come and bring one thing that we'll build on, or someone will have a complete song in mind, you know, from top to bottom. Sometimes music just builds from, you know, like I'll sing a lyric.
Hello, concerned citizen. Ever wonder what that rash is? After a long day at the office, gather the family around for something worth listening to.
The Drop. Now, here's the host of The Drop, Dan Portnoy.
Welcome to The Drop. My name's Dan. Good to see you there. How you doing? All right. Today's show is featuring Julio Davis from J. Davis Trio, and he has given us the rundown on his version of hip-hop and where hip-hop meets jazz. And it's just a great fusion of music, and I can't wait to share it with you. Stick around.
When it comes to accessories for your iPod, PSP, Zune, or whatever your needs for great sound, on the go or in your house, Griffin's the name you need to know. Griffin Technology finally crafts products to make your musical experience more enjoyable. From converting your MP3 player into a 2.1 tabletop sound system, to bringing out the best in your office life with ergonomic accessories for your Mac or PC, Griffin has the solution. Check them out online at griffintechnology.com. And because Griffin makes such great products, we want to make sure it gets into your hands. So every month, The Drop is giving away a prize pack from Griffin. Just sign up at thedroponline.com/Griffin for the monthly Griffin giveaway. It'll be so good, you'll slap your mom.
The Drop. Less calories, no preservatives, and 100% organic.
My next guest is Mr. Julio Davis from the J. Davis Trio. Julio, thanks for being on the show. Welcome.
My pleasure, Dan. Thanks for having me.
Excellent. Well, for those who might not be as familiar with your music, new album is out. It's called These Things Happen. It looks like you took a little bit of a hiatus between the last album and this one. What's been going on?
I just decided that I wanted to record the entire thing myself. Like, I just knew that I wasn't going to get the sound, the production detail, and just the thoroughness out of the production that I wanted unless I just broke down and did it myself. Yeah, I just knew I wasn't going to get it to be the way I wanted it to do unless I sat down and learned how to work a studio, and all that took time. You know, I had to acquire the equipment, acquire the software, acquire everything, and then write some new songs. So, you know, these things take time.
You put the studio in your house, is that correct?
Right.
And you just go with a basic Pro Tools rig, or how did you go about it?
I did it all on Logic, which is a Mac-based program, which I think is great. You can do everything on Logic. You can master with it. It's all inclusive.
Excellent. Now with this album, These Things Happen, really enjoying the single Brise. Now, in terms of that song, what is it, kind of the thought behind it? Or it seems like that the album is so much of a throwback. I mean, it's new as progressive hip hop, but it's got so much of an old school kind of feel, like old school 60s and 70s jazz, or even before that, jazz, just feel, undertones and the whole thing. Is that just the music that you were really into growing up, or just now, or how did that go about?
I've been listening to all types of music growing up, and I really didn't set out to, like, make a particular type of record that represented a certain style. I really just was trying to make the best record I could that I liked a lot and that was fun, and it really wasn't much of it to it than that. I don't sit down and try to rack my brain as to, like, all the elements I want to do. I just try to make music that I really enjoy and that I like and that I would buy, you know. And my father owned a record label back in the 60s and 70s, and so I've just been always into, you know, like, the music he listened to and all of his artists. And I've just been, you know, completely surrounded by all different types of music my entire life. So I would imagine subconsciously I draw on that. I mean, if it sounds that way, I mean, I hope those are good things. I hope you enjoyed it. I just want to make a record that I like.
Well, I definitely enjoyed it. It's like I'm hearing some old Blue Note record kind of influence along with like a De La Soul or even a Diggable Plants, which really kind of explored that whole jazz bass groove with hip-hop over the top. But and you've got a full band. You're not even sampling. You've got a full crew with you when you guys play out.
Right.
And obviously that is a huge factor. What other influences do you think are coming into the record?
You know, well, I would say, like hip-hop-wise, I've definitely been influenced by, you know, all the native tongues, you know, like De La Soul and Black Sheep and the Tribe Called Quest. And I also am influenced a lot by just, like, a lot of the underground hip hop that was huge in the all through the 90s, just, you know, like Main Source and the Large Professor and Ultra Magnetic and Master Ace and Brand Nubians. Like, all those guys are who I look up to, like, especially Master Ace. That guy's a genius. But musically, you know, I think I draw from everywhere, from, you know, like Dead Miles Davis or John Coltrane. And I also love, have you ever heard of Dr. Buzzard and the original Savannah Band?
No.
If you've never heard them, they're kind of hard to describe. They're just like this big, delicious band that was kind of like with a southern Dixieland, with also mixed with disco, and it's just really, really lush. Like, it's kind of hard to describe, but that, and it came out in the early 70s, and I still listen to that record constantly. It's just beautiful, you know. And then I also grew up listening to lots of rock music, and I would imagine that all of that stuff figures into it somehow.
Yeah, definitely. Now, in terms of the trio, is the same guys backing you now as were backing you before?
Yeah, pretty much. Same one. We have a new drummer, but other than that, it's all the same people.
And how did you come to meet these guys? Just being in the Chicago scene kind of thing?
Yeah, pretty much. I just, I kind of fell in ass backwards and lucked into a great little pocket of musicians. Like, when I first decided that I wanted to do it, I just asked the only person I knew who had some drums. Mm-hmm. And he turned out to be this really great drummer. And I was like, hey, do you know anyone who plays bass? And he's like, yeah, I know this guy. And he calls him, and that ended up being the bass player. And I asked him if he knew anybody who played flute or trumpet. And he's like, I know a trumpet guy. And that's been the trumpet guy forever. Like, I just, I kind of lucked my way into meeting these great, people who are multi-talented and trustworthy and well-balanced. Like, I just, running into a lot of other bands, you meet a lot of other people. And musicians can be, kind of a flaky bunch. And then, boom, people started hearing what we could do. Then they all started to, then we started to get quality people who wanted to be involved.
That's great. Now, are these guys in other projects as well in the Chicago area?
Oh, sure, yeah. There's Muka Pazza, which is a kind of like a punk rock marching band. Poi Dog Pondering is another one of my friends' band. That's kind of incestuous. We do stuff together all the time. And as well as a lot of hip-hop bands in Chicago, hip-hop groups and solo artists.
Great. Now for this first album, did you guys collaborate in the studio, or did you have kind of just an idea for a melody, and then you went to the group and said, okay, here's the idea, and you kind of worked on it together?
I've always pretty much had a focused idea of exactly what I wanted to hear, and then I would guide the other musicians that way. They're all great musicians in their own way, so I didn't have to do very much guiding, but in order to bring it under the whole hip-hop format, they would allow me to guide them a little bit, but kind of set up a structure, general structure, like, oh yeah, this is the kind of bass line I want, or this is the horn or whatever. But songs really have started to evolve. I mean, ever since they kind of got the hang of what I want and what I'm looking for, and the songs kind of evolve all different kinds of ways now. Someone will come and bring one thing that we'll build on, or someone will have, a complete song in mind, from top to bottom. Like, sometimes music just builds from, I'll sing a lyric, and so they'll be able to, like, rap music around that. It's gotten to the point now where they know where I'm coming from, and I know where they're coming from, and we're able to, like, get on the same page really quickly, just with a, with kind of an exchange of ideas, and, we're just perfecting it, and it's evolved, and, it just gets more and more solid.
Well, great. The album is called These Things Happen. Julio Davis of the J. Davis Trio, we thank you for being on the show.
It was my pleasure. Thank you for having me, man.
Here it is at the end of the show. I want to give big thanks to J. Davis Trio for being on here today. And go check them out. Check out their site and become their friend. You're a friendly bunch. It's fun. It's good to do. Well, my name's Dan Portnoy for the Cast of Thousands here at The Drop. Have a good one and be safe.
Been listening to The Drop Podcast. For more information about The Drop, visit thedroponline.com. You can learn more about Dan Portnoy by visiting danportnoy.com. The Drop was recorded at Audio Concepts, engineered by Chris Weigel. For more information about Audio Concepts, visit www.audconcepts.com. That's www.oddconcepts.com.